Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the program, we're going to be speaking to Penny Sinone about her one-woman show that's coming up. And we're also going to be speaking to Bettina Lyons about Jewish entrepreneurs in the 19th century Southwest. Right now, I would like to welcome Kathy Flynn. She's the executive director of the National New Deal Preservation Association. And we are here to talk about the 75th anniversary salute to the New Deal Federal Music Project of New Mexico, which is happening on February 27th, that's a Friday of next week, at 6 o'clock at the St. Francis Auditorium. Welcome, Kathy, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte. Glad to be here again.
It's good to have you back. You will also be speaking at something which I want to make sure we mention, which is the New Mexico Book Fiesta, which is this coming Saturday, February 21st, from 10 until 4 in the afternoon, and you will be one of over 50 New Mexico authors who are going to be speaking about various books. But let's talk about the New Deal in New Mexico. First of all, for those listeners of any age who might not either remember the New Deal or know what it is, what's it all about?
Well, that's all of those things that Roosevelt, President FDR Roosevelt, F.D. Roosevelt, came up with in 1933 through 43 to save this country from its economic depression, economic, social, everything. And here we are 75 years later celebrating and commemorating all that was done then. And hopefully it might end up being a blueprint for maybe what we could be doing now, 75 years later, as we
entering
stare
another
at
little economic chasm.
Right, right. That's a nice economic chasm. Yes. But Roosevelt just had numerous, numerous programs that came out of his administration. And the two that are probably the best known are the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, and the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps. But there were many, many more, like Social Security. Some people might be happy that that's still around.
Right.
Also federal.
And then it never got privatized.
Yeah.
Lord help us.
And then the Federal Deposit, FDIC, is another New Deal program. But anyway, we're going to focus today on a program that was part of the WPA, and that was the music project. There was an art project, a music project, a literary project, the writers project, theater project. All these things were under the WPA that started in 1935. And bottom line, it was to give these people a job, just the same as they were giving laborers out on the streets and water systems and sewer systems jobs. So musicians were starving the same as everybody else was. So the music project was headed up in Washington by a guy named Nikolai Sokolov, who was a symphony conductor in Cleveland. And he wanted to make symphonies all over the nation, and did a whole bunch of them. The Oklahoma Symphony, the Utah Symphony, many are still going on today. But in New Mexico, the director of the Federal Music Program was a woman named Helen Chandler Ryan. And she said, we don't really need a symphony. We got one in Albuquerque. What we need to do is provide music into the schools and to the correction facilities and to the CCC camps and to the NYA camps, the National Youth Administration, and to colleges. Now, you know, we still kind of have a little bit of that problem today. But how
indeed
do we get
we
schools
do.
In the music in the schools? So what she did was set up programs to hire musicians to go into the schools and to these other places and perform. And then the other element.
And it wasn't just classical music either,
oh,
the way you'd have in a symphony. It was folk music, the music of the people to whom they were performing.
Exactly. And teaching lessons, piano lessons, instrumental lessons, either done in the schools or after school, in homes, so that, you know, you could get Mrs. Brown, who, while her husband was out, you know, tilling the land, could be teaching music lessons in her home, but and get paid for it by the government.
Right.
But the other thing was that she was so determined to do was to record, to identify and record the folk music of New Mexico, all of the ethnic kinds of folk music, so Hispanic, Anglo, Native American, whatever. They went so far as to put together a book of Spanish American folk songs and dances. And what was neat about that, not only was they pulling that together, is that they used someone in the art program, the Federal Art Project, to do the illustrations, and they used the writers in the Federal Writers Project to write the text.
Right.
So it was a conglomerate that everybody benefited from, and the book is still around.
There is, I just have to say, a strange irony to the fact that there is such a flowering of creativity under government support, under a recession, and such, what would you call it, cultural homogenization during times of prosperity.
Absolutely. Well, what we're going to do is part of the 75th anniversary celebrations, which we've been doing since March 08. We're focusing on March the 27th on the music project and what happened in New Mexico. And so we are putting on a show at St. Francis Auditorium from 6 to 8 or 8:30, and it will be a free federal music project extravaganza, is how I like to say it, 75 years later. We've got a whole cluster of people representing all that kind of music that was taken in at that and put out there for the public.
Now, talk about some of the different kinds of music that you have. I mean, there's cowboy music.
Oh, absolutely. We've got the Black Eagle Singers coming in from Jemez, and that's a group of about eight Native American drummers and singers.
And are they going to be playing music of the kind that would have been played 75 years ago?
Frankly, I'm not sure, because I just know we have asked them to do that.
Right.
Whether that's what they do or not, we'll see. But they will be presenting the ethnic music of their people, and that's important. Cipriano Vigil, of course, is well known, and he's going to be joining us and sharing songs from that era.
Hispanic folk music
exactly.
Of northern New Mexico.
Yeah. David Gilliland is going to be doing some Woody Guthrie cowboy or the Woody Guthrie folk tunes. He's also got something, a song about FDR that he's going to show,
okay.
Sing. Frank McCullough and his friends, Jesus Amigos from Albuquerque, are coming up, and they'll be doing primarily Hispanic and New Mexico songs. The Santa Fe Community Band is going to be playing. They'll be wrapping it up, and they're going to do a Sousa March that he wrote here in New Mexico in that period time.
John Philip Sousa doing the New Mexico March.
March, yes.
That's great.
And then two good old cowboy guys, Luke Reed and Archie West, will be playing some of the good old stuff from the cowboy days. And a thing that I'm sure is just going to pull at everybody's heartstrings is we're going to have kids from Nava and Laragoite Elementary, some kindergarten kids, and fifth and sixth graders. And the kindergartners are going to be singing with Roberto Mondragon, our former lieutenant governor, who has for the last few years been really busy at finding, recording folk songs, Hispanic folk songs, and getting them into the schools.
Now, one of the things about the preservation of art, music, literature, whatever, from the time of the WPA, if you have architecture and murals, one of your jobs, as we've discussed and will, I'm sure, discuss much more, is to keep the buildings from being torn down or
the murals
from being painted over. Photographs and literature are easier to preserve because of the nature of those media. Music, I mean, it was performance. It wasn't even being recorded in that time. So what kind of preservation has there been of that musical era under the WPA?
Well, John Robb did a collection, and we will probably try selling one of his books on Hispanic songs of the time. Jack Loeffler, who's going to be the master of ceremonies, has been diligent in this area, along with lots of other things that he does in terms of recording and retaining our history for us. And, of course, Jack will be excellent as a master of ceremonies.
He did that disc from which we're going to hear a track in a few minutes called La Musica de los Viejitos. It's a three-disc set of the music of northern New Mexico, and it's dances and religious and all sorts of music.
Well, he's done some wonderful books, and his brand new one is Survival Along the Continental Divide.
That's right.
An anthology of interviews. And, of course, then his Lore of the Land is a great one. I was listening to that on a CD driving down the Rio Grande one day and realized, oh, my gosh, I'm listening to him talk about this area, and here I am on it at the same
right.
time. So Jack has been a great preserver, and, of course, he is a musician himself. He and Frank McCullough refer to themselves as early hippies, so putting those two on
late,
the...
Late beat poets?
Anyway, that putting those two on the same stage is going to be a riot, I think. So it'll be fun.
So that's all. The 75th anniversary salute to the New Deal Federal Music Project of New Mexico. It's Friday, February 27th from 6 to maybe 8 o'clock or a little later at the St. Francis Auditorium, which is in the New Mexico Museum of Art.
So and this is free because...
It's free, ladies
it's
and gentlemen.
Because the Federal Music Project activities were free. The people got paid, the performers got paid. Later they decided, well, maybe we should charge something. And so they would charge maybe 25 cents and think that was even too much.
Right. Now, your organization, the National New Deal Preservation Association, is based here in Santa Fe.
Yes, yes.
Why here?
Because I'm here.
Because you're here and you founded it.
Yes.
But along you work all over the country.
Yes, absolutely. I have been in various parts of the country and have got a lot of things coming up. And we have a board of directors that are on all over the country, and each one of them are doing things. They have, everyone has their own specialty area of the New Deal. Our new president just got elected a couple of weeks ago. It's Harvey Smith, and he's in Berkeley. And he is working, we're getting a resolution in Washington to commemorate the 75th. We got it through the House, but never got it through the Senate before the year was out. So we're going to finish trying to move that one through.
And is there work, either from your organization or others, to use the model of the New Deal to map out plans for the arts? I know in the stimulus package, all arts, potential arts funding was... slashed out, but
right,
there could be other programs in theory.
Well, I know that one of the persons that Obama put in is a woman who is, she's not in a cabinet secretary level, but down there, she is an authority on the New Deal. So we are going to go to Washington in April. We'll be in New York at Hyde Park at the FDR Library, which was another new thing that came out of the New Deal. That was the first presidential library to be started.
Right.
Anyway, we'll be there, and that's one of the things we'll be planning, is how can we impact, how can we get in there. And we will be going to D.C. that same week, April the 20th or so.
It would just be so interesting for people in every part of the country to see what would happen if there were a kind of grassroots creative renaissance that was made possible by funding it.
Well, it's been very interesting since there was an article in the New York Times about a week ago on buildings that are in jeopardy of being demolished. I've had a number of calls, and in fact, a young woman from the Washington Post and I are talking now. She has just, quote, discovered all the murals in the post offices in an area surrounding D.C., in Pennsylvania and Virginia and whatnot. And she was just blown away by it, and also responding in the way that everybody does when they finally do discover and they go, oh my gosh, I never realized this is so beautiful. And they're so typical of who we were at that time, what we looked like, what we were doing.
And the great question is, who are we now? Let's have that represented by the people themselves rather than by Hollywood.
Yeah, right. Of course, we like to get any publicity, any educational activities, anything out there to impact the public, to try to get them to open up their eyes and see the things that they take for granted, don't see, or have never noticed, or don't know how it got there. The older people sometimes have very fond feelings about it, and other times they don't talk about it because it was such a hard time,
right?
And they want to forget it. And the younger people never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Kathy Flynn is the executive director of the National New Deal Preservation Association, and she's also going to be this coming Saturday, February 21st, at the New Mexico Book Fiesta, which is at the Clearlight Book Gallery and New Mexico Book Cooperative, and that's at 851 West San Mateo, formerly Open Hands.
Yeah, right, which I used to be the director of.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, I'll be speaking at 1:30, I understand.
Right, and over 50 other authors will be speaking as well, so that is all coming up. And once again, the New Deal Federal Music Project performance will be February 27th, which is Friday of the next week, at 6 o'clock at the St. Francis Auditorium at the Museum of Art, the New Mexico Museum of Art. Kathy, thank you so much for being
with us.
Just
like to add one thing. I would love for anybody that's listening that knew someone that was involved in the Federal Music Project in New Mexico to give me a ring at 473-3985 or my cell 690-5845. If they're still alive, we'd love to find them and talk to them and have them sing for us.
Excellent. Kathy, great to see you again.
Thank you. Same here.
And we're going to go out with a piece of music called Feria de las Flores by Margaret Saavedra, and it's from the 3-disc set that Jack Leffler helped put together called La Música de los Viejitos.